Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, when I was a baby, I was adopted by an older couple. This is called a hillbilly retirement plan. Older people in the South who've saved nothing for retirement will typically adopt a kid of sufficient age, so the kid can go to work and provide money for the household as the people reach retirement age. They also get money and food stamps from the government for adoption. This dead end was supposed to be my fate. Unbeknownst to them, I was too much of a natural tactical thinker for this to ever work. My dad passed away when I was 6. My mom and myself had to survive on government assistance. I excelled in school as I saw this as my only avenue of escape from this black hole. When I was older, my mother told me I was adopted. How my birth mother had tried to drown me while I was a baby. Whether this is true or not, I can't say. Or whether she was afraid of my birth mother showing up and taking away her support mechanism. I worked my butt off paying for and eventually graduating college with a well-paying STEM degree. The entire time my mother kept trying to get me to drop out of college to go to work for a minimum wage job at the aluminum factory. She wasn't very bright. 2 weeks after graduation, I got a letter from my birth mother telling me how I could get in contact with her if I wanted. Someone in my family must have gotten in touch with her. I had never heard anything from her my entire life. Now that I'd graduated and would be making nice money, suddenly she wants to get in touch. Convenient timing. I told my adopted mother this and it really freaked her out. I looked up my birth mother on the internet. She was a complete train wreck. I debated with myself about what to do. What would Sun Tzu do? I had already spent my entire life dealing with one parasitic female. I did need another glomming over me. It was hard, but I decided the best course of action was not to contact her. A few years after graduation, my now elderly adoptive mother passed away. She only had $6,000 to her name, and I hid this knowing that relatives would try and take it and leave me stuck with the funeral bill. She left everything to me and $100 to a couple of family members. I took a couple photo albums and let the relatives take what they wanted from her apartment. They swept in like vultures. I took pictures of everything they took because I was expecting shadiness. After the funeral, I was 20 feet from the grave when one of my female relatives said in a spiteful way, "Aren't you supposed to give me $100? Angry, I said, "I've given you thousands of dollars worth of stuff, and I have pictures to prove all of it. If you want to get a lawyer and sue me for $100, good luck. I'm now retired early and never saw any of them ever again. It's popular nowadays to claim victimhood, but if we choose a life for a reason, I have to look back on this as a really challenging tactical obstacle course." Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the sad story you sent me on Mother's Day of being let down by your biological mother, only to be adopted to potentially get used as a son husband working in the aluminum smelters. Do you know why your stepmother told you that you were adopted? It was probably to badmouth your biological mother the way that mothers typically badmouth a man's biological father, so that they favor their mother over him. She dumped a ton of emotional trauma onto you so that you would bond with her, your stepmama. She was right to do so because after you graduated, your biological mother got in contact with you. They're like those women that date guys briefly in their early 20s, break their hearts and then wait to see if they make it big and suddenly they pop back into their life, seemingly out of nowhere. But they planted the seeds of a relationship in the guy's formative years. In your case, two vultures with vajayjays fighting over you. Of course, it freaked out your stepmom when the biological one contacted you. She had invested 20 years of her post-war life raising you. She feared losing her relationship with you. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to two mothers, one adoptive and the other biological, fighting for the prize of turning their boy into a son-husband clown world show. Mr. Anonymous, it sounds like you still had a relationship with your stepmom until the end, which means that even though she wasn't getting financial support from you, and the government was still paying her away, at least she had someone to use as an emotional tampon and help her towards the end of her life. Far too often we talk about how women take advantage of husbands and partners in relationships, but we never talk about how mothers can be just as bad. I wouldn't be surprised if your stepmom took pride in your academic and career accomplishments and would go around bragging to others about how great of a son she is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He raised, and probably taking credit for your success too. You were mostly smart enough not to contact your biological mother. But I would have, and asked if there were any siblings. Then again, you probably could have seen that through her social media posts. The idea of parents using their kids for financial gain is nothing new. Why do you think that farm families had children? Because the moment they did, they would have had labor force that pretty much works free. I knew a woman that worked every day with only one day off a month. A friend of mine was dating her. Her brother also worked too much so that he could support their parents, both parents being unemployed on government assistance, while their young offspring in their early 20s worked hard at dead-end jobs because they didn't have a higher education. I believe that they were from somewhere around Lebanon or Palestine, and that's just how things were done in their culture. The hillbilly retirement plan is pretty much tradition at this point. As for that girl in her culture, the young women would pretty much work their butts off for their parents, and once they had children of their own, they would do the same for them. That's certainly one way to promote fertility. The faster you reproduce, the faster you retire and start the evil cycle all over again. Her parents, much like your stepmom, weren't thinking that investing in a practical education is much better in the longer term than just running out and getting a job straight out of high school. I don't blame people for being so small-minded. Some people are just so simple. They go on their instincts. I'm glad you didn't screw over your adoptive mother. In a way, that hillbilly retirement plan is one way to prevent young guys from becoming orphans. Mr. Anonymous, would you really been better off being raised in an orphanage or with your elderly step-parents? Today you see a lot of people just pass their kids off to their parents or the kids' grandparents. Is that really all that different? As for the concept of the son-husband, it's despicable that women use their sons as a substitute once their husband passes away, specifically as that emotional tampon. Many see having a son as an investment. If you don't believe me, then just look at how women in China all want a son, because they don't have old age security in that country. A son is more valuable than a daughter. All of this for our genes to continue to live on, and so that our genetic line doesn't go extinct. You probably won't have any children of your own, but it doesn't matter, because you'll be forgotten in three generations anyway, which is the real tragedy of the human race, that all your value and insight will not live on. Maybe we're now close to singularity and our consciousness will be scanned into a machine in the next 20 or 30 years. I don't know. But increasingly I see cloning as a way to ensure that you won't be forgotten. If you had steak today, then the odds are pretty good that the cow you ate was a clone. I honestly think that's the way the human race is going. That we'll eventually accept this as a form of genetic immortality and our clones won't forget us. I know it sounds kind of selfish and creepy, but if I could somehow take my DNA and pay some company to implant DNA into a bunch of empty eggs, and then take those eggs to a different company without telling them where they came from and have a surrogate deliver them, then I get my clones. I'm predicting that at some point this is going to be very popular. Right now, celebrities are cloning their dogs and it's becoming socially acceptable. How long before they start cloning themselves and cutting a traditional birth mother completely out of the equation? But I'm going way off topic. Can you tell that I'm somewhat excited by the prospect? As for you, Mr. Anonymous, the real tragedy is that a lot of kids that grew up like you have to watch both of their elderly parents pass away while they're in their early to mid-20s. That's quite a shock to many, and some find alcohol and drugs as a relief for all the pain. But as I said, still better than an orphanage. Those things used to be a big thing, and I wonder why, when back in the past, extended families used to be a lot larger. Did uncles and aunts not want to take care of their nieces and nephews? Or did they too pass away from some illness like the kids' parents? My grandmother was an orphan at the age of 8, and she married in her mid-teens to my grandfather, who was a widower, and already had 3 kids when it was established. People died early back then and had to figure out new ways to form families. Today people divorce and they still can't do as well as people did 100 to 200 years ago. What does that tell you about today's culture? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous's real mother tried smashing her own son as a babe, or so the rumor by his stepmom goes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get to more video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I will rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the mothers that turn their own children against their own fathers and just about everyone else that's competing with them for their son's resources and attention away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Transform your home in 1 weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.